This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, howdy.
Hello.
Hi. I hate to start with Holly. 2 days in a row.
Wow, she must have done something special.
Yesterday was kind of a premature Holly. She wasn't the Holly that we like to spotlight, the hyperactive poodle Holly.
She was a little too mellow Holly.
Ah. Just play a snippet of this. She was at a pumpkin drop today.
Oh, I bet she's turbo Holly.
This chick from Channel 5.
All right, we're going to have you go on up.
All right, ready?
And as he gets ready, everybody, we're standing back.
Yeah.
Standing back.
This is our Holly.
All right, we got a big crowd here. Are you guys ready to smash some pumpkins? All right, let's get it ready.
All right, guys, are you guys ready?
Okay, Debbie, get the crowd going.
Let's get going. Oh, there's
Bert. Oh, there's what? Oh, a little
everybody
one.
Farmer Bert.
Oh, he wants big, big pumpkins, Farmer Bert.
Wow.
Big pumpkins.
There you go. He's on
big pumpkins. Big
up.
Pumpkins, yeah. What are they dropping them from?
Okay, that's 4 minutes of that.
Oh, my God.
And that's Holly on a register. That would be a one.
Ah. And it really helps when they put the music in back of it, too.
When she gets up to a 10, when they get about 3 minutes into it.
Right.
I mean, when you rip that knob off at 10, she's screaming, oh, pumpkins!
That's when the cats start arriving. Different animals from all over the world.
Pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins. But we won't.
Pass that squad!
Oh, everybody's screaming.
No, we're not going to start with that today.
Everybody's screaming.
The weekend is here. Hey, yeah, as Joe used to say, have your can of beer. Let's start.
Yes.
With a word from my man, your man, Drew Carey from The Price is Right.
Hi, everybody. I'm Drew Carey. I'm here in Brentwood, California, outside of a perfectly legal pharmacy. Brentwood sounds familiar to you. It's right outside of Los Angeles. It's where OJ used to live. It's a really rich area. And in this pharmacy, like any pharmacy in the United States, you can get pills for whatever ails you. Over-the-counter, prescription, you can get aspirin, eye drops, ear drops, creams. Also, if you need a little pick-me-up, you can go across the street to Starbucks and get a cup of coffee, a strong cup of coffee, a not-so-strong cup of coffee, whatever you want. You can just decide your own dose. Right next to that is a bar, restaurant. You can get cocktails, beer, wine, alcohol. Uh-huh. There's another gourmet, like, liquor store right down the block. So all within walking distance here in this really rich area of California, you can get anything you want to bring you up or down or in between. But there's one thing they sell here in California that's legal that the federal government doesn't want you to have. Medical marijuana. So I think it's clear by now that the federal government needs to reclassify marijuana. People that need it should be able to get it safely and easily.
Come on down.
And if that bothers you, that really makes you nervous that people are out there using marijuana to ease their pain, here's what you do. Drive down any old gas station in America like this one. Go inside, buy yourself a nice cold brew. Pop the top. They really take the edge off. For the Reason Foundation, I'm Drew Carey.
Well, he's found his cause.
Remember to spay and neuter your pets.
That's right. Bob Barker had that. And Drew Carey's got normal.
Weed. There you go.
Wow. I bet you're going to be a regular Price is Right watcher now.
I am now.
Right.
Let's start the show with one more.
I like this music.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Jacksonville, Florida. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong. That's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Yeah. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing, and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Somebody's singed a kitten. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, It's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-BONG.
I like his giggles. He gets the giggles.
Hello.
Oh, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi there.
Grandma's is in the night.
What about weed? Oh, there gonna be any weed?
Hello.
Yeah. How about a scream? Oh, Florida.
Is everybody happy?
How about you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
Who would be?
That's funny, right, Clay Aiken?
Oh, dear. Mr. Aiken. Oh, that's a good new one.
Goes with the song.
That's funny. Well, I have a new favorite.
Well, you cannot take the hilarious black guy from The Office. Stanley is part of what makes this branch so extraordinary. The bluesy wisdom, the sassy remarks, the crossword puzzles, the smile, those big watery red eyes. I don't know how George Bush did it when Colin Powell left.
This is Robert Anger Mailman for the Don's and Mike Show.
Cut the jibber jabber.
Look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
You're doing it.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Oh, there he is.
I'm on a phone call.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
That's silly.
Rod, stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Here's that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
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 Down, the show.
The show's going to be funny.
It's addictive already. That one is get. That is, oh, my God. Hi, Clay. Clay Aiken. Wow. He must have been very excited.
Hello, little brains. Don and Mike show Friday.
Oh, boy.
Phone number same as it was yesterday.
Can't believe it's Friday already.
877 365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I'd like to correct something Don said yesterday.
Oh, I love to be corrected.
Oh, and especially if you get corrected from the day before.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Please, go ahead. I love that. I love that.
First thing.
You said Dick Gaudier was in Gets, or was Dick Gaudier in Get Smart, not Dick Shawn?
No, I believe everyone agreed with me in the room. No one in the room at the time bothered to...
Dick Gaudier was in Get Smart.
Gaudier was in Get Smart.
Can we all?
What was Dick Shawn in?
Everything.
He was in The Producers, as they talked about, but he also said he was in Get Smart.
Can we stop for one second to think how little we care about this?
Well, okay.
Yeah, but why was it so important?
I mean, seriously, hold on.
Why was it so important for you that you are our very first call? How long have you been thinking about this and waiting? Have you been waiting all day for us to come back on the air?
Listen, I don't mind being nitpicked.
I just looking for truth in the media.
God knows I do it, but it would be akin to this, my friend. When you're at your job and you've got that smock on and you've got that one-piece Madonna headset on, it'd be like I come up and I say, hey, dude, I'm not kidding. When I came up here yesterday, you know what? There were pickles on this Whopper, and I specifically said no pickles, and you said, okay, no pickles. And you put a pickle on my Whopper, dude. How would you like it if I came back and said that in front of your entire cast and crew?
I'm speechless. I'm without speech.
Wouldn't you say, gosh, it was just one pickle? Why are you being such a dick about it, sir?
I'm going to ask you a question, sir, and I want you to answer me honestly. You think you can do that?
I think I could answer you.
Yeah, I don't like the stammer. That indicates you might not want to. But let me ask you seriously, what do you have planned this weekend? What are your weekend plans? And maybe specifically tonight. You got anything going on tonight?
I knew it.
If you did, you wouldn't be effing with us.
I don't mind being the pickle guy. I don't mind being the guy that put the pickle when you asked for it, when you didn't ask for it. Mm-hmm. But why you got to come here right at the beginning of the show like it's a big deal? You wouldn't like
You're
that.
You're bringing us down, man.
We just opened.
Exactly. And Buzz is right. We just opened the restaurant.
You wouldn't like it if I came into Dear Wiener Schnitzel and screamed in front of you and all of your pimply face employees, would you?
He works at the mall. What's the secret sauce at All American Burger? Listen to you now clicking and grunting over there on the phone, you worthless.
Anything else?
No, just Horland USA signing off.
Yeah, no plans. That's the deal. It's no plans. There's no joy in the man's life.
And what a shock. You called about the topic dick.
Coincidence?
Sean and Gautier.
He never confuses.
You are one, and you suck one.
Wasn't Dick Gautier also in Robin Hood, Men with Tights?
I don't know. Let's go to
No, he wasn't.
There's Dick Expert.
He was in a Robin Hood, a Mel Brooks Robin Hood TV show.
See, Mike, it's a good thing we didn't hang up on him or he'd call Monday and he would correct you on that one. Okay.
Oh, my God. Boy, you know, putting a pall on our show, our Happy Friday show, right at the beginning.
Mike, you get partial credit. He was in the show when things were rotten.
Okay, that's it. That was the series about Robin Hood.
Right.
So I was partially right. Thank you, Rob. No thanks to you, sir. You could have chipped in with that.
No,
but you are a stain. You are an unremovable stain.
How would you like it if I went back to your mom after this phone call and said to her, listen, really, there's a chromosome that is wrong with your retarded son? Yeah, that would hurt your mom's feelings. I mean, there must be a lot of people who you've done this to in life who don't have the nerve to say it to you. I mean,
I don't like hurting his mom. I like pleasing his mom. If you know what I mean.
Well, Mike, one man's pleasure is another man's pain.
That's right.
But your mom's a great lay, and you're
right. Why do I think he's grinning right now?
I totally screwed that up. Boy, do I have.
Ear to ear.
I have egg on my face, just like your mom.
Oh, eggs.
Your mom has my egg on her face.
Wow.
Egg whites only.
That's right. Yeah. No yolks, just the white part.
Where are you calling from?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
What? Jesus!
Oh, that one.
Las Vegas?
And you got nothing to do?
And you got nothing going on?
On a Friday night?
I did it last night.
I did
it. I work this evening.
Do you work in a casino?
No, I do not.
What do you do out there?
Well, I have two jobs. I work at Mandalay Bay, but not in the casino.
Uh-huh.
What do you work in the Shark Tank?
The Shark Tank.
Oh, that's nice.
You work in really work in the Shark Tank?
Do you clean? Yep. Do you clean the poop? Do you clean the shark poop?
That's exactly what I do.
Now, come on. Tell me the truth.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, Mike, there's no
You're
way.
You're the shark. What else do you do?
There is no way this guy is talented enough.
I also work for a cable company out here.
Oh, you're a cable guy.
There's no way that this guy's talented enough to actually get in a tank with sharks at Mandalay Bay, but I believe that when the sharks aren't in the tank, someone has to clean.
Yeah, you clean the tanks.
The shark being. The rock.
We clean the rocks, the glass.
Uh-huh. Is that a lucrative job?
Okay. No.
Well, how would you like it if James Caan or Tom Selleck or whoever it is that's in charge of Mandalay Bay just came up one day in front of everybody and said, you know what? Whoever cleaned this tank did a beautiful job, but there in the corner, there's a pea-sized piece of crap from one of these fishes that we got in this tank.
Would you go in there and get it out with your hand?
What are these shark fishes?
Well, we use a vacuum.
Are you unhappy with your work,
your life?
No, not yet.
Do you have any kind of gambling problem?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the Dick Gaudier thing.
Okay.
Happy Day of the Dead to you.
Bye-bye.
Today is the Day of the Dead.
Is it the Day of the Dead?
The Day of the Dead. Yes, Clay Aiken, it's the Day of the Dead.
Count Chocula.
Frankenberry. Boo Berry.
Those were the three cereals.
Yes, they were.
Count Chocula.
Five flavor lifesaver. Peppermint. Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor.
Come on now, we're going to move on. See, the only reason we haven't hung on is that in some way this turns into a pissing contest.
Uh-huh. Would you like to put the phone in the cradle now?
So you were right, I was wrong. Go on to your great life of cleaning up shark dung.
Weird. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ouch. That's what it feels to get knocked out, everybody.
I know.
So long.
There he goes.
He's gone like the wind.
Where are my smelling salts?
I'm going to look him up.
I was tagged. I was just knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Tagged you.
First call, boom.
Right on the button.
Bloody nose.
He buttoned you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Cut me, Mike. Cut me,
Mick. I can't do it. I can't do it, Rock.
Cut me.
I can't
cut
do it.
Cut me, Mike. Mick.
Hello. That's the one time you can call me Mick. Well, we're reenacting that fabulous scene from Rocky.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Feliz Dia Los Muertos, Jaru.
Ah, happy day of the dead, right?
Jaru.
Right, that's today.
Uh-huh. Yaru.
All day.
What's that, Yaru? What?
Jaru.
What does it mean? What are you saying?
Yeah, really? Jaru.
Jaru. Really.
Okay. All right, hello, Don and Mike show.
Now we know.
Te amo, Don and Mike. I love you so much. You
pick
up my day every day. I love you.
Oh, muchas gracias. Muchas gracias, mi amiga.
La cucaracha, yes. Yes, let's make a human burrito.
Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Love to you both on the beach.
Ooh, tell us, who is the celebrity you most resemble?
At the same time.
Ooh, at the same time. I'm not sure about that one, but boy, that sounds like fun.
I'd go for it.
You've done it.
I got to be on top. I got to be the top.
I don't want to do it at the same time.
No, you can have her. You can be underneath her. And I'll be on top of her.
You know. Well, there's only one way to do that.
Well, no,
you know what we're doing if we're doing that.
Well, no,
I've seen the movies.
No, hold on. I'm going to give you what you want. You can, in the position you're in.
Yes.
You bend her over a chair.
Okay.
And right. Then you do that thing that you like that's close to the.
No, I don't like that all the time. I have to have a lot of experience with someone. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that on a first timer.
I forgot the position you like. This gal will be laying on her stomach.
Yes.
And while she's laying on her stomach, her head will just be hanging off the edge of the bed.
Very nice.
So that you are there.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And I'm at the other end of the bed.
Oh, that's fine.
And that way.
That's fine. Then we don't have to look at each other.
Well, no. Then while we're both having relations with her, we only look at each other.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's disturbing.
Just you. Oh, she hung up.
Oh, is she gone?
I don't get that.
Oh, I really wanted to. I mean, after that first call, that was going to be a pleasant little encounter.
I pictured me standing, like, here's the
looking at each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're
I understand.
Doing,
and
you're
it's
doing her there.
Right.
And going,
right.
What's happening, friend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Making eye contact. She never answered the celebrity she most resembled, so I'm forced to guess it's the maid from Will and Grace.
Fat.
Yep.
Yep.
And older.
And Don, we could give each other the thumbs up.
Yeah. Yeah, way to go.
Big smiles.
Way to go.
It's going great, Beav. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Oops. Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
What's up?
Hey. Hi.
How's it going?
How are you anyway?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm drinking some beers.
Good.
Hey,
I'm,
now see, there you go. Now that's what you do on a Friday.
I'm getting ready to head up 95 as soon as the show is over. I'm going to Andy Reid's Drug Emporium.
Has he still got everybody in the family working in that business?
It's fabulous, Mike. Mm-hmm. You see, the dad's away all the time.
Right.
As the football coach, and the mom is totally distracted. So, like, you can have a meth lab, you can have heroin, you can have coke, you can have drugs.
I heard they're still giving away free HGH up there. Is that
pills,
true?
Pills, upper steroids,
good.
Yes.
Anything you want.
At the Andy Reid Drug Emporium.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think if that guy was going to have an emporium for anything, it would be food?
Right, right. Well, I mean, he's the one that's kind of, you know, going on the illegal side of things. His brother in New York City, Dwayne, has a legitimate has a legitimate drugstore.
Okay. So.
Don't forget about his black brother, Willis.
Willis Reed.
Okay.
Yeah, a black brother, kind of redundant. Sorry. Sorry, blacks.
All righty.
So how are you?
I'm doing actually pretty decent today.
Any particular reason you called?
Well, I'd like to give you an update on the Van Halen concert last night.
Super duper.
I'm pleased though. All right, wait, where was the concert?
Verizon Center.
I was here at D.C.
Oh, it was downtown? Okay, I didn't know that.
It was actually pretty good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good review.
That was a hell of a review.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just have to jump in with this. Have you heard that B movie is getting the crappy reviews?
Hold on, Mike.
Isn't that great?
Yep. Hold on a second.
Yes. You have one?
I've got not one.
Oh, goody.
Got not one.
Goody.
Not two. Not
goody.
Three. Not
goody.
Four. Not, I'll take a phone call. We'll read a few.
Oh, fantastic. Yay.
I'm ready for you today.
Yay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. I hear breathing in the distance.
It for you. Hi, Don and Mike. What's up?
Aloha, this is Dog the Bounty Hunter. Can I talk to the guys?
It's Dog the Bounty Hunter, the
M-word Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Bye!
All right, this is where we part ways, my friend.
That's where we step off.
Love to take more calls, and you know we will.
Right.
It's Friday, sure. You got nothing better to do.
Friday.
I do have the comic book to show you.
Oh, there's your little, overnight package.
Good. Yeah, but I'll save that, and we'll put it up on the website. Because I'm so glad you asked about the Seinfeld thing.
Oh, fantastic.
What I have written down for the open, my comic book, we can get to that whenever.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to talk about Andy Reid's drug emporium. Seriously, that blows my mind that's going on with Philadelphia Eagles coach. And if it was going on with a player.
Right.
If there was a player and they went into a player's house and they found his relations of his with drugs and with guns.
Right.
Wouldn't that player be at least spoken to by the NFL?
You know, sure. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, thing about it, though.
I feel bad for him because, you know, I'm a father of a boy, and you reach a point when a boy becomes a man. Even
right.
If he's living with you, he's independent. It's not I don't believe it's Andy Reid that has a drug emporium.
No.
I believe he's got that goddamn tunnel vision, that football player tunnel vision. I could easily see why his sons could have drugs in the house, and he wouldn't know it. He's probably one of those guys that's never there.
I mean, what is the deal with of all managers and coaches? I mean, you've got guys that are completely a slave to their jobs. They sleep in their office, and of course they're going to – you know, this is not the only coach in the NFL, I should point out, that has problems with his, you know, with his kids. Sure. I mean, it happens because I think the dad's really just not around.
But his kids have the best problems, though.
Right.
I mean, better than...
The most public and the most egregious.
Belichick's kid got busted for weed last year.
Right.
And that got some play. But this is not like a Billy Carter thing. This is not like a lovable son or brother thing.
No. Wasn't it... Tony Dungy? And didn't his kid commit suicide? Was that who it was? Yeah. I mean, that was a tough situation. I mean, you've got some troubled... You know, kids of NFL coaches. It's very strange. Very, very interesting.
Anyway, Andy Reid's drug emporium.
Drug emporium.
And it was a judge.
Did they find guns there, too?
Yeah. It was a judge that said all of this in open court. Said, you know, the house is unfit, that the parents don't know what's going on, running a drug emporium.
A drug emporium.
Andy Reid.
I mean, that's the place you would go if you're in the market for any illegal drugs. You go to the Reid's house.
You go to the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And coach Andy Reid's house.
Also, the judge said that the one of the Reid boys has had a history of this, that he was very proudly dealing coke while the Eagles were playing in all those championship games. And part of the deal was that it was known that you were buying your coke from the son of the Eagles coach.
So it was kind of a selling point, right?
Brand new.
Kind of a bonus.
Brand new.
What did their mother say? What did Donna say? I was just curious what she said.
Uh-huh. Hard to come up with another female Reid.
It truly is.
Yeah.
Certainly is no Mrs. Robert Reid.
No.
How about Rex?
Rex Reid.
No Mrs. Rex Reid there either.
No.
He's just like Robert Reid.
Yeah, I guess.
Female Reids are hard to find.
Yeah.
All right.
Very hard.
Anyway, got that. We'll talk about Andy Reid today.
Very good.
Got some great audio today for you of Heather McCarty going crazy about threats against her life.
Hello, I'm Heather Mills.
But yesterday, I'm so glad it worked out like this. We railed about the Jerry Seinfeld movie, B-movie.
We spent a good chunk of time on old Jerry.
Prayed to my Lord, Jesus. Too bad you're not a believer, Buzz.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
It's okay.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO? Yeah. Biggest celebrity of them all? Who's down with G-O-D?
I am, because G-O-D, Mike's got his hand up as well.
Right here.
G-O-D, he is the guy that makes the biggest upsets of all time happen.
I see. I came up with this new line, and I'm thinking of even making it into a bumper sticker. When I'm flying my airplane, let me try this out of you. God is my co-pilot. That's an original.
I like it.
You like that?
I like it, Forrest.
Somehow I feel like I've seen it before, but I'm claiming it as an original idea.
It's got that familiar ring.
Right.
Anyway, thrilled that Jesus answered at least one man's prayers, that the overexposed and way too pompous Jerry Seinfeld would have his ass handed to him this weekend by American Gangster.
Yep.
As it turns out, well, the...
And he's gonna...
All the reviews, they're in. Let's start with The Hollywood Reporter.
Okay. Very good. Right.
Bottom line, as cartoon creatures, bees are not A-listers.
Mellow. That's kind of a mellow.
That's just the headline.
Pan.
Mild.
Unfortunately, bees aren't funny.
Now we're getting somewhere.
They talk funny now and then, thanks to that force of comedy. Jerry Seinfeld co-wrote, co-produced, and stars in his first animated feature. But they are not intriguing cartoon creatures.
Right.
Nor is the odd story Seinfeld and his collaborators dreamed up and inspired. The film labors too hard for its comic moments and never discovers a cartoon logic that allows bees and humans to interact. This movie might sound funny, but it don't play funny.
Wow. That's Hollywood Reporter, right?
Good.
This movie gives you the sense that they're straining to get any comic action going.
Straining its stool.
Here we go. This is a good one for the Washington Post. A B minus or lower. It would be wrong to claim that this movie is abuzz with hilarity. As the co-creator of Seinfeld, as well as its central character, Seinfeld could do no wrong. His shows were routinely funny and commented brilliantly on the zany minutiae of everyday life. But B-movie, which he co-produced, co-wrote, stars in, never takes off.
Good.
The images, usually computer animation's biggest draw, are disappointingly average.
Yeah. It's my first movie.
And it's not satisfying to look at Barry's un-Jerry-like face, which looks like a spike-haired Donny Osmond.
That is a great review.
The comedy, the element that most adults and all Seinfeld fans would look forward to, is equally flat. As the movie progresses, the more you realize Jerry Seinfeld's voice sounds like a droning bee, the kind you want to swat away.
Oh, fantastic. You know, when I saw a clip, I forgot what show, I think he was on Letterman, and they had a clip of B-movie, and I'm just going to throw this out at you. You tell me what's wrong with this. The scene is a car is coming, and they're, hey, a car is coming.
Yeah.
And they land on the windshield, and then they have this little dialogue. You know what's wrong with that picture?
What?
I mean, really, if you're going to be sweating the details, which really Pixar and people like that do, correct, what happens when an insect hits the windshield of a car?
Flat.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Right there, I said, okay, they're forcing it.
No credibility.
Right. Here we go, Mike, the L.A. Times.
No integrity.
Hey, Jerry, Seinfeld, L.A. Times. Mind if we call you Jerry or Jer? After all, we've logged so many hours with you in Seinfeld, we feel we know you. We have seen real bees, and you, Jerry, are no bee, let alone a funny one.
Oh, wow, cool.
If this helps, we were not impressed when Woody Allen tried to be an ant in Ants. It does not tickle us in the least to see you portrayed on screen as a computer-animated bee with the kind of cheap, plastic-looking face you'd find on a giveaway figurine in a cereal box.
Wow. Yeah.
Zang.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Get ready for a good one, Mike.
Okay.
B-movie feels phoned in on every level. Ooh. The images, usually computer animation's biggest draw, are disappointingly below average.
Very good.
Again with that.
You know, and this is, I mean, have we ever seen as much hype for an animated feature?
Never.
I don't think we've ever. They started
I believe they started promoting this, would it be last May?
It's been a year.
When was he at the Cannes Film Festival? Was it when he was in a bee suit?
9 months ago?
It was 9 months ago.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's right. Ridiculous.
Here we go. Here is one from West Coast Movies. Even when they attempt to make the movie something more than childish by highlighting darker ideas and themes, including the massive amount of bee death in the hive, what happens when you sting someone? Bees don't want to waste that one good sting. Some Ray Liotta action, the danger they face in our world, and talk of a suicide pact seems out of place in a kid's movie. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelmed by a simple plot. Jerry and the rest of his writing team provide a scatterbrained film as we move from point to point without any one theme or idea getting explored. It's a tidal wave of every idea Jerry ever wanted to do in a movie spewing out of him like he got food poisoning at a rat-infested deli.
Wow. These are, I mean, they're savaging this movie.
Brutal. Each story feels inserted not to serve the movie, but to appeal to each segment of the potential audience.
Okay.
That's right, Jerry. A bit of romance for the lovelorn. Slapstick for the kids, a Randy joke for the guys, and more. This is a weak courtroom drama and bland final act that left me wondering why someone thought any of this was a good idea.
Amazing.
Because I was having dinner at the Spielbergs, and he said, run with it.
Here we go. This is from the Denver Post.
Okay.
Perhaps devoted fans of Jerry Seinfeld will find this animated movie, which he co-wrote and provides the lead voice for, charming. But this reviewer, B-movie, isn't quite as funny as The Swarm. It's inoffensive but bland.
Right.
Neither frisky nor imaginative enough to merit its even short 90-minute running time.
Oof.
The lack of energy in the picture can be measured by the fact that Barry's best pal is voiced by the permanently boring Matthew Broderick.
Amen. Finally. Finally somebody picks up on that.
Jerry slash Barry, that's the bee's name in the movie, and his friends must make things right in a flamboyant but strangely flat finale.
Permanently boring.
Wow.
That you will have problems explaining to your children.
Oh, dear.
Bee movie is more familiar than clever, and at times, as in the romantic triangle involving Vanessa, Ken, and Barry, it actually borders on the creepy.
Wow.
This is savaging, this movie. Do not go see it.
Things pick up in the few minutes when Chris Rock is on screen, but his contribution is counterbalanced by a truly dreary scene featuring a bee, Larry King.
Oh, they put Larry in the movie?
Visually, the picture is nothing special. The animation is the quality of Jimmy Neutron. And surprisingly, Jerry Seinfeld's voice lacks distinction. Simply put, he makes Barry a very boring bee.
Wow.
That's it. Boring, boring.
It's amazing. It's unanimous.
All right, let's go to Chicago Tribune.
Oh, they keep on coming. The hits keep on coming.
Moving east.
Let me see. As if there weren't enough money in Seinfeld's coffers.
Good start. All right,
you know this is going to be good.
Here he comes to milk the lucrative film family market. Blessed with children himself, Seinfeld wanted to make a movie that would hold appeal to youngsters, so he bid adieu to the cynical, bracing material that made his TV show pleasurable, and he said hello to bright magic marker colors, bad puns, and paint-by-numbers screenwriting. What better way to teach young audiences than to utilize the exact same CG animated template Hollywood has been abusing for over 10 years?
Amen.
The movie is not funny. That is the problem. None of it is funny.
Wow.
B-movie is consumed with mediocrity, playing it safe, tossing in the occasional adult reference towards race or religion, but the rest of the film is strictly honey-flavored pulp for kid matinees. Except we wouldn't recommend taking your kids.
Whoa. So not funny and don't take the kids.
Uh-huh.
Certainly B-movie could have been smarter, faster, and cleverer, and it's disappointing to watch Jerry Seinfeld fall on his face.
Wow. My goodness. Well, you know, maybe he will mellow now.
No, he won't. He'll get angry. Do you think this is going to motivate? I'm not going to go out a failure.
One last one. Yahoo Movies. This movie feels off kilter. with more attention on the details than on the narrative. Jerry Seinfeld's observational humor is relegated to the edges of a lightweight story that relies on elements we've seen too many times before. Like a bee, this movie appears to be awkwardly constructed.
Yeah, I think a bee is better constructed.
Like a bee, this movie appears to be awkwardly constructed.
Why, they don't like Jerry's movie.
Not at all.
They don't. Maybe he should stop and give autographs now.
Okay, what is this one? This is one from... Charlotte, North Carolina. Following Ants, A Bug's Life, Flushed Away, and Ratatouille, mm-hmm. B-Movie is another animated flick with a starry cast. Enough already.
Yeah, really.
There is zero life in this concept.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I'm glad somebody attacks the concept, too. Not only Jerry Seinfeld, but the concept.
And I just looked at the clock. I'm sorry. We really could go on and on. Those are the print stories about it. Yeah. If you go online.
Yes.
Go to this one, cinemablend.com.
Right.
Uh-huh. Slant.com.
Uh-huh.
Comingsoon.net.
Okay.
All over it.
They're all over there, yeah. He's getting really, you know, he's getting what he deserves, I think.
USA Today hated
it's
it,
so
too.
Nice. It's so great with the hype.
Here's my question. Even though we're all sick of being bombarded with the ads for it, and even though the reviews are unanimously negative about B-Movie, don't you think it's still probably going to be a big commercial
hit? It'll beat American Gangster.
I don't think it will.
I think it's going to be close. I think it's going
to
be close.
You're going to see.
I don't think it will. I know.
I hope it doesn't, but I think, you know, man.
It's almost like
this particular weekend.
It's like an obligation if you're a parent. You have to take your kids. Mm-hmm. There are some parents that have to take their kids to the movies to see this crap, but I think there are more adults that will go see American Gangster this weekend.
Yeah, boy, I hope you're right. But, you know, I just think it's because of that hype machine that's been running on B-Movie for so long. I think you're going to see a good box office the first weekend. But you never know. I mean, for kids' movies, for these kind of movies, the reviews don't mean a damn thing.
But usually, for these type of Pixar movies, if you look at the ad that they run in the newspaper, mm-hmm. they do have, like, spectacular, funny.
Right.
They had a quarter-page ad today mm-hmm. in the Washington Post that had two quotes.
Right.
One was from Gene Shalit from the NBC Today Show.
Did he like it?
A+.
Of course. Oh, he's an idiot.
And the other was from Jeffrey Lyons, and his credential was he reviews movies for NBC.
Wow.
Now, you got to know, mm-hmm. the movie is financed through NBC.
So Shalit is the Today Show.
Right, and the other
And then
guy,
Jeffrey Lyons is an NBC reviewer also?
Right, because we live in this world of full disclosure. They have to put God. He was. They must not have had anybody else that they could find.
Wow.
You know, where's Mark S. Allen?
Right.
Where's Arch Campbell when you need them?
Yes. A+. Interesting. I cannot stand Gene Shalit's reviews. Oh. I think I'm putting in a pun.
It was so horrible this morning because it's easy puns. He's
right,
like,
right.
You are really going to be entertained.
So, yeah, of course.
It's a honey of a movie.
Honey, buzz.
Yeah, the whole thing.
All that crap. It'll, that's why he liked it.
You get high.
He liked it because it was easy for him to write his pun review.
And then his head fell off.
with his shoe polish hair that he's got.
He is handsome.
I'm going to seriously bet you, not like one of our, like, shave your head bets or anything.
Right, right.
I'll just bet you, just spin your hand and shake your hand, that American Gangster does better than B-Movie.
We will both be disappointed, but B-Movie will beat American Gangster at the box office this weekend.
I don't think so.
I hope I'm wrong.
You know what? This is weird. Neither of my kids want to see it.
Really?
They want to see everything.
Well, they are influenced by you.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Don't you know at this point no one in my house listens to me anymore?
They're not listening to you anymore, father.
My kids call me their roommate.
I think the boy listens to you.
He listens, and then he weighs it with his own common sense, and he makes his own decision.
Do you think that there's a chance, a small chance, that the American people, even maybe kids, certain age kids, have tired of this concept, animated concept?
You know, it's been a while since with the exception of Ratatouille, which was really well embraced.
Even much as I loved Patton in Ratatouille, and I took my kids to Ratatouille the first weekend.
Yeah, it's like,
it was
right?
The format.
And
it was boring.
And for every Ratatouille, there have been four or five clunkers.
The first one that really junked the format was the Will Smith one where he was a fish.
Right.
That was almost unwatchable. And then
Shark Tale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Robots was bad.
You know what?
I have to watch them all.
There's the Pixar stuff and the stuff that runs together, but I really enjoyed Toy Story, and sure. I still
one and
think
two.
That yeah. is the that is still the
that's
gold
the standard,
standard,
right?
Yeah. I think the gold standard is Monsters, Inc. That was the one that I had to watch the most with my
that's
kids.
That's good too.
Yeah, but there hasn't been a real good one in a while.
Well, I don't know why you
like
at
me.
You looked at me, and that made me laugh too because we laughed because of that.
You're a little. I'm a little closer in than you on the kids' just, movies.
Sometimes we're doing the show here, and I know that I have an overbearing presence. I know that I do, but Rob, you sometimes when you come to the microphone, you come with such force. It's like it doesn't matter what I was going to say or what Mike was going to say. God damn it. Your opinion on this is the right one.
It is.
And as soon as you started with Monsters, Inc., I just looked at Mike.
I know, we both cracked.
Come to my house and watch Monsters, Inc., and you'll see I'm right. It's going to be your favorite okay. Billy Crystal movie.
I liked Ice Age.
That was good, too.
Step away, please.
So long, friends.
There he goes.
Join me for my weekend show.
We just felt that at the exact same time. It was interesting. Oh, boy. Well, you know, it's his animated features. He feels very strongly about it. You know, here's what I think I figured it out. He got the most enthusiasm right at the singular moment that we were beginning to lose interest in the subject.
Yeah,
and that's why I wish I could duplicate that look.
And that's when he wanted to stand on the podium,
right at the end, right when the subject had been completely played out.
Right as everybody is done yelling, Attica, Attica, Attica.
I have a speech to give.
Listen to me.
Listen to me. But, Father, we want to go see the B-movie.
Oh, goddamn. And they're all bad.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
And it's fun because he is so arrogant. That's why we are enjoying this failure.
Yep.
If the guy wasn't arrogant, I'd feel different. You know, we certainly wouldn't have a strong opinion anyway, you know, one way or the other.
B-movie follows the formula of Ants, A Bug's Life. Follows this formula and brings little to the table other than Jerry Seinfeld. But like the onslaught of Penguin movies, they sometimes can do something new and different. This is not the case. Mm. B-movie is slow. It takes 45 minutes into the film before I thought the movie hit its stride. It was enforced by my 3-year-old son who bailed out of his seat and started inspecting the theater floor. If there is not hot bug action happening on the screen, B-movie gets dull. The storyline is disjointed. The movie jumps from a character drama to a spy movie to a courtroom drama to an adventure. The scenes jump a lot, too. P.S. Bad CGI.
Yeah. Ooh. And that'll kill it. I mean, that'll kill it. There is a standard that's been set for that kind of stuff.
Here's another one. You've heard, by the way, the bulk of B-movie takes place in a courtroom as Jerry the Bee lobbies to have humans stop stealing honey from bees.
Oh, God.
Devoting the extended middle of a kid flick to a trial makes as much sense as setting Star Wars in the world of Senate debates and trade embargoes. The result is a movie that is never funny.
Right.
Never meaningful. Mm-hmm. Never coherent. Never animated.
There are bad reviews and there are bad reviews. This is really, everybody's going, and everybody seems to be, do you sense that these critics are having a little fun tearing this down?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jerry's arrogance has gotten to more people than just us.
That's a great one. Never coherent, never animated. Right, get it?
Right.
Because it's cartoon.
Yeah. And they love to pick on the animation of Jerry's character himself, with the Donny Osmond face.
The inside of Jerry Seinfeld's hive is untextured and boring. The outside of his hive is untextured and boring. And if there are jokes, I miss them.
Wow. Good.
Great.
Good. He needed to be, knocked down to size.
Good, good, and good.
We'll change him, though.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I wondered if you wanted to also mention the plagiarism scandal that's swirling around Jerry's wife right now.
We had not heard about that.
She came out with a cookbook called Deceptively Delicious, and it's something about putting chopped spinach in, like,
that
brownies.
Bitch! That bitch!
Are you still there?
Yeah.
That bitch!
Good. Listen.
When you
carefully.
See news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
That bitch!
We've covered it.
Previous day.
We ran her away, Mike.
She's gone? Well, that's what that tape's designed to do.
We run her off.
Good.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how are you?
Hey, what's happening? Someone else will call next with a bulletin that Michael Richards has said the N-word.
Absolutely.
Hi, Don and Mike. What's happening?
Don and Mike, I was just in Fredneck, Maryland. My error. But there's tons of people in line for B movie. All these little kids and all these grandparents saying, "We're going to go see the B movie."
You know, maybe Mike is right. Maybe,
well, you know what it is? It's the little bitties,
right?
And you remember this? You have no choice. I mean, if you're gonna go to the movies and you have a kid that's under five.
But let me say conversely, as someone who doesn't have kids
right, below
five anymore, mm-hmm. American Gangster. I am going to make time out of my weekend to see that movie.
Okay? Yeah, I might do the same thing.
And
yeah.
There were a lot of people. I mean, this looks like it might be the best movie that's come out since what?
I hope it's good. It's been
Monster
a long time.
Inc.
What's that?
Monsters, Inc.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Since Million Dollar Baby.
Hello. Boy. You think so, boy?
Boy.
Hello, boy.
Hey, what up?
What up?
Track lighting. How about with you?
Hey, what up, Vanilla Face? Me and my homie Ezra are looking for a place to post up our black asses.
You remind me of one of the cats I saw on that show, Madden Nation. Listen, as a Madden player and Madden lover,
right?
I have to confess to you that a TiVo Madden Nation, that ridiculous show where the idiot kids drive around in a bus.
So you can watch it in its entirety at your own convenience.
Well, I like seeing how they play the game.
Do they give you any tutorials at all on that show? Is it
just
watching guys play video? That is sad.
It's so retarded. And
that is so sad.
In between plays, they have something called Coach Cam, where they talk to these young punks, and it's like he says, "You think I'm going to come up the left side? I'm going to come up the line and go bump, and I'm going to run it right up the right, right up the right."
Man, I thought, you know, when we started putting TV cameras on poker players, I thought it couldn't get much worse than that.
Well, it did.
And the problem is not the fact that they're slackers or they're roughies or whatever it is. It's the white guys on this show, Madden Nation, that want to be Eminem, and they all got the underpants hanging out, and they all got they're all doing everything like all white guys that are 5 years ago.
Right.
They got the hat on sideways,
mm-hmm.
and there's like eight black guys, four white guys on this bus.
Right.
Every white guy, every conversation is like, yo, you keeping it real.
Right.
I want to tell you something. You don't come to my house and, yo, let me tell you something, dog.
You know, what channel is Madden Nation on?
ESPN.
It's on ESPN.
Sure. On ESPN.
Well, and eventually you're going to have like a reality show called Dumps, where they just put a camera on people
dumping. I would watch that.
Well, it's moving to that. I mean, we're absolutely covering facet of society.
I would watch Celebrity Dumps.
Celebrity Dumps.
What if it was Guess That Celebrity Dump?
Yeah, and of course, if you do it, you're going to have it in surround sound.
Dump bloopers.
Celebrity Dump would also feature Madden.
Oh, John Madden, that would be fantastic.
Would be good.
That would be the kind of celebrities that I would look forward to the most. That and maybe thin women.
My guess is Dan Dierdorf.
But I got to bring in a tape of that so we can play with these kids, these annoying white suburban kids.
Oh, of the Madden Nation?
Yeah. Like they show the white kid standing on the corner waiting for the bus.
Right.
And he says, "Well, I'm really nervous. I've been a fan of the Madden game, and I think I'm going to do as good as I can." And then the bus pulls up, and he's like, "Yo, homie, don't make me get this way with you, homie. Don't you do this to me. Yo. And, like, jumping in each other's face.
Do you learn anything from this Madden show?
No.
Just
no,
you're looking at guys that love playing the game.
I watch that TV show, and I'd say the same three words I think all the time. Thin the herd. Mm-hmm. Thin the herd.
Madden Nation. I still think Celebrity Dumps will be better. Celebrity Tonight on Celebrity Dumps.
Oh, I agree.
Chris Berman.
Hey, how about Drew Carey?
John Kruk. And Melissa Rivers. It should be fun. Tonight on Celebrity Dumps, we are going into the boudoir of Cher on Celebrity Dumps.
Well, you could do it with all the current ones.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour. Tonight on Celebrity Dumps, Jane Seymour with her food poisoning. It's an event you will not want to miss on Celebrity Dumps.
Oh, I love How about, that. Hold on, Mike. How about with Dumping with the Stars?
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. All right. Tonight, a very special Dumping with the Stars. as we go into the bedroom of the one and only Dom DeLuise on Dumping with the Stars. Dumping with the Stars.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel. A perfect score for Mark Cuban.
We're still waiting on Regis. Regis just sitting on a commode.
Regis, if Regis doesn't take care of business in his allotted time, he'll be disqualified.
Last night, that half hour in between the office and whatever else happens in my life.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I went there. Uh-huh. I went there.
I refused to TiVo it or even look at it. It was my protest against Regis.
Why are you protesting Regis?
I don't like Regis on primetime. Regis should stay on his show.
I like Regis with the untucked checkerboard shirt where you can see his old man
body.
Jack LaLanne-like body. And he doesn't know how to carry himself in the situation.
Right.
I figured out, I don't watch this show a lot, the fifth grader show, but I think they do the best job of stretching five questions
padding
into 1 hour.
Right.
It's like, Regis, can you select a category? And he, of course, because he's an old man, is like, he's at Denny's at 4 o'clock. He can't make up his mind. They love this with the music and the excitement. That's funny.
Okay, I don't know Regis, whether to have the Rudy Tooty breakfast.
Regis has selected history. Yeah! Regis says, yeah! And he runs around the little kiosk because he's excited. And then every time Jeff Foxworthy is like Lucy pulling the football away, he says, Regis, we will get to your question right after the commercial.
Do you mean he does his Regis run, which is that phony old man run?
Yes.
Is that the same way when he's dancing with people and his feet are kind of,
yeah,
you know, he's afraid of falling, so he's trying to appear. trying to appear that he's moving.
And every single time he falls into this trap with Jeff Foxworthy, where Jeff Foxworthy says, okay, Regis, are you ready for the question? Yes, I've run around the console. I've talked to the kids. Yes. And he says, right after the commercial.
Yeah.
And truly,
padding.
The old man is crestfallen.
Did he win?
I wish I could tell you.
Didn't linger with it, huh?
Did not.
Couldn't
not
stay
to
with
change
it.
The topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Everybody.
There
won.
You go.
We have his clip.
A colostomy. We have a clip from Regis?
We have a clip, yeah.
Is it worth playing?
We'll tell you how much he won. I think he won some money, but then quit.
So Kelly was right when she called that. When Kelly Ripa said you wouldn't be talking about it so much if you didn't win.
Which one?
Number two.
1936 Berlin Olympics. Man, Hitler hated her.
What the hell was that? Did you get it? Was that from your private archive, Rob?
I simply pressed the button. Rob indicated press machine number two.
He wanted that to be heard.
That was Monsters, Inc.
The fifth grade literature question. It's worth $300,000, and here it is. Two roads diverged in a wood. And I took the one less traveled by, are lines from the poem, The Road Not Taken, written by what American poet?
Robert Frost.
Not? If I give you the incorrect answer, we lose
$150,000.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
You dropped that back down to $25,000.
And if I have it right, well,
if you give me the right answer, we jump up to $300,000, and we're one question away from the million.
How I'd love to do that, you know. But see, that's why I needed Nathan and Cody and the gang here. And I blew it by using them too quickly, too soon.
You're right about the padding.
I really don't know. It'd just be a silly, stupid guess, and I'd look like an idiot.
Don't worry, Reach. That can't happen.
And that's what you'd like.
You want to drop out and look really smart? And take $175,000.
I'm going to take $175,000 to my school.
Pixie.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that Robert Frost? I'm not sure.
Pretty sure it is.
I think it is.
You know, whenever I see those, even when you play the smallest clip from a television show, I want to know what the answer is.
Did you see the picture of Regis when he graduated elementary school?
I did not.
It looked like it was from 1850.
Well, it was.
Black and white and him in a real tight suit.
What does Regis claim his age to be? I think, because I'm beginning to realize.
Isn't it 75, 74, 75?
I think maybe late 70s.
Is it really? I'd like to know. Well, then he's probably being honest about it. I think he might say early 70s, and I think
he's... Is he younger or older than Pat?
I think he is.
Pat Philbin?
Pat Philbin.
Yes.
I think he may be stretching the truth about his age.
Just a bit.
For goodness sakes, we got to do this right now. Hey, we got to pay the bills.
Yeah, the light bill. Yes, sir. You don't want to turn off the electricity.
Got to pay the bills. I'm Shoot.
And I'm Liver.
And I'm Weed.
Kid Hitler.
And we're all going to be featured tonight on Dumping with the Stars. That's right, Shoot, Liver, and Weed, along with Kid Hitler. We'll see who finishes first in our speed round next on Dumping with the Stars.
This is the Don and Mike Show.